Welcome to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Tyra. Join me in exploring life's unspoken battles where faith and feelings intertwine. Whether it's navigating identity, boosting emotional intelligence, or deepening your faith, you are not alone. Let's journey together towards growth and a stronger connection to self. So get comfortable, grab your notebook, and let's begin. Welcome back to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I am your host, Tyra. How are you doing this week? I'm going to go ahead and get right to it. So our topic for today is problem solving. And if you are enjoying this podcast, I want you to go ahead and share it with one person that you know, or you can also leave us a review. That also is very helpful. Being able to spread this knowledge to others is always a great thing. So, yes, like I said, our topic for today is problem solving. I want to start out with a little story time. So as some of y'all may know, is that I've gotten into plants, and being a plant mom is one of the new hobbies that I picked up in, like, I think 2022. And one of the plants that I bought, and I always wanted this plant because at the time I was natural and it's great for your hair. So I always wanted an aloe plant. So I got me an aloe plant. Little did I know, like, the plant was going to just be very large. I think at the time when I got it, it was fairly small. But now the leaves are huge. It just looks like an overly grown spider. And so I actually had to repot it at the end of the summer last year. And so when I repotted it, some of the leaves at the bottom started dying off. And I'm going to be honest, it was so sad because, you know, when you're a plant mom, you just really want your little babies to thrive. And I started to blame myself. So the first thing was sad. Second thing, started to blame myself. Does this sound familiar at all yet? And so I started to think about, like, what was I doing wrong? Okay. Problem solving. And I started to think, like, what can I do to save the plant? I'm horrible at this plant mom thing, which really, it was not true. I was just in my feelings. And I was so busy being worried about the leaves that were dying that I wasn't necessarily paying attention to the full plant. And I actually didn't notice that there were some new little babies growing in. And so essentially, I was watering it, hoping that the leaves at the bottom would come back to life. I went from feeling sad to problem solving. And remember, we talked about this. I wanted to save the leaves instead of allowing myself to feel sad about it in the moment. Instead of allowing and accepting that there was no coming back from what had already died. And this is a problem that a lot of us have, where sometimes in life we're trying to water old leaves instead of facing the fact that they've already died off. And so I want you to think about, what are some leaves that you're watering, some old leaves that you've been watering? Can you think of any in your life? What are some things that have died off? What are some areas that you're maybe feeling frustrated or sad or upset about? Some areas in your life where you're trying to solve your feelings and your emotions. Could you benefit from stepping back and accepting what those areas are, or those emotions, what those emotions are? And what could that look like? And so those are some of the questions that I hope this episode could really answer for you. What happens is sometimes we spend way more energy, and this is literally the consequences of our actions. We spend so much energy trying to hold on to the things that are not working for us anymore, because it's way easier than facing the feelings that come from letting go, or that come with letting go. And so I have 3 points that I want to talk a little bit more about. Point number one, get you a pen. Understanding that it's okay to not have all the answers. Sometimes we get into this habit of like, we have to know everything. We are the only ones that we can trust. We can't trust anyone else to help us. We have to be the end all be all for ourselves. And so because we have to show up in that way, one, we're not trusting God. And two, it's actually okay to not have all the answers. We don't have to have everything figured out. How stressful is that? And normalizing that, like, it's normal to be like, oh, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. And it's okay to be in that space of where I don't know and I'm not sure. Point number two is sometimes you won't know everything and you won't know why everything is happening or why you're feeling what you're feeling. And that's also okay. Again, we put all this pressure on ourselves to just have it all figured out. But realistically, just acknowledge what's happening in the moment. Accept what's happening in the moment. Be okay that you're having a natural human experience in the moment. Because sometimes you won't know why everything is happening. We get in that habit of asking why over and over again. We want to know why it's happening because that can help us conceptualize what is happening. But what if we took a step back from why and really shift to what? What am I feeling? What is happening? What do I know about the situation? What facts can I see about the situation? Because I'm gonna be real honest. What I knew about my plant is that the leaves were dying. I knew that I just repotted it. I knew that they were dying. And I knew that I felt really sad and horrible. But I didn't know why. So it was nothing that I could do. But why am I up here trying to still water it instead of just cutting the leaves off? Why? I don't know. But you see how I was sitting there trying to figure out why in my own head. And it had me stuck in this cycle. Have you ever felt really stuck in your own way where you're trying to figure out why and you can't find an answer in the world as if that's going to help the situation become better in any way? No, it's not. Well, maybe they just needed to die so that another part could grow. But did I want to let them go? No, but they were dying. Okay, so me knowing the why didn't matter. Either way, I didn't want to let the leaves go. And sometimes we think knowing why helps us let go. It helps us move on. It helps us understand the feelings when no. At the end of the day, knowing why doesn't help you process your emotions any differently. It helps you feel a little more comfortable with what's happening. And that's about it. And point number three is embrace the journey anyways. Embrace your journey anyways. Even when you don't know everything. Even when you don't know why. When you don't know why it's happening. When you don't know why you're feeling that way. Let's normalize embracing the journey anyways. So often we get into these spaces where it's like, no, I can't move forward. I can't do anything else until I understand why. If I could just understand why that person left me, if I could just understand why they didn't respond to me, if I could just understand why they weren't there for me, then I can move forward. But what if not knowing why was just a part of the journey anyways? That not knowing didn't mean stop moving, but not knowing meant we'll continue the journey anyways. That maybe someday God might reveal, or maybe someday you'll understand why you felt that thing. But embrace the fact that you can still process your emotions. Embrace the fact that you can still do the uncomfortable things. Anyways, even if you don't know why, you're capable, you're worthy, you're good enough to do the things anyway, to continue on your journey anyway. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have the full plan to take a step, but take the step. a lot of times we self-sabotage because we don't know why. And we feel like if we knew why, we could do all the things we needed to do to move forward, when really, you could literally just take the step forward. And you're really just standing in your own way. But you have to be ready to take the steps. Your heart has to be open to embracing the journey. And so, is your heart open? Are you ready to take the steps required of you? It's so easy to get discouraged when you don't have all the answers, right? Like I said, I literally had no clue why all those leaves were dying on the plant. But once I cut them off, let me tell y'all, I got these three little babies coming in, and I might have to take a picture of them. I don't necessarily know where I'm going to post. Might post them on Instagram. But these three little babies were coming in, and it was so unexpected. I didn't know that cutting those dying leaves off the bottom would lead to the three little babies. Super unexpected. Never saw it coming. Had this plant for 2 years and it never sprouted any little babies. But guess what? I had to go through the sadness of cutting off the dead leaves in order to get the sprouting little babies. And so sometimes we're being called to cut some things off. Sometimes it's cutting off old habits. Sometimes it's cutting off people. Sometimes it's cutting off comfortability. Sometimes it's cutting off control, judgment, comparison. I literally could go on and on. Are you being called to cut something off in order to get to see the next stage of the thing you've been praying for or waiting for? You might have to cut some things off. And sometimes, that's us standing in our own way, where we are like praying and waiting for something, but we don't want to do the hard things. We don't want to do the cutting off. We don't want to grieve. And though it's very hard, and though we don't know why it's happening, and though we don't know why we're feeling the emotions that we're feeling, it's all a part of the journey. Embrace the journey anyways. Embrace it even though it's hard. Embrace it even though you have to cut some things off. Embrace it even though you might be judging yourself. Embrace it even though you might not feel worthy. Embrace it even though you might not feel qualified. Embrace it anyways. This is the year to get out of your own way. And I want to recap the points in case you didn't have your pen. I hope you got it now. Remember, point number one, it is okay to not have all the answers. Point number two, sometimes you won't know everything. You won't know why everything is happening or why you are feeling the way you're feeling. And that's okay. And point number three, embrace the journey anyways. If you didn't remember anything else, I think I said it enough times to where embrace the journey anyways. You're not where you want to be. Embrace the journey anyways. This isn't the job you want right now. Embrace the journey anyways. That doesn't mean you're going to love it all the time. That doesn't mean you're going to be super loving to yourself all the time. That doesn't mean you're going to be super comfortable all the time. That doesn't mean everything is going to go right. That might mean it's going to be a little tough. That might mean you're going to have to step out and do some things that are different and difficult. But that doesn't mean that you're not capable of embracing where you are. Just because you don't love it doesn't mean you can't embrace it. Just because it's hard doesn't mean you can't embrace it. It's okay to have a natural human experience. You are a human living in a human body. You're going to have a human experience. We all are. Nobody's perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to stand in our own way sometimes. We're going to do the opposite of what God might have spoken over us at certain times. But being around people who can pour into you, who can see when you're not embracing the journey, who can see when you're being a little hard on yourself, who can see when you're judging yourself a little too much, you're being a little too controlled, when you can have people around you who you trust to speak life into you, create that environment for yourself. And I want to give y'all just a little homework, just a little bit. And so for homework, make sure you got your, I hope you got a pen. We got this far. I gave you 3 points 2 times and you still ain't got no pen. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you can write it in your notes, but I want you to ask yourself, what are you being called to let go of? And what emotions might you be avoiding by holding on? So what are you being called to let go of? And what emotions might you be avoiding by holding on? And so I still don't have a melody of the week. I'm trying to figure out what are some things I want to add to this new version of the podcast. And I'm not 100% sure, like, if I should bring it back, if I shouldn't bring it back. Right now, I'm leaning towards not bringing it back because your girl has not been in her music bag. I literally been listening to like the same songs over and over. I will share one song that I've been listening to over and over. And it's actually On Time God by Woman Evolve Worship, Chandler Moore, and Abby Gamboa. That's the one. So that's the one that I've been listening to. And maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll just share one song that has been kind of touching me in a different way. Remember, I am hosting a mom conversation group. If you are interested, I believe we have one more spot open right now. And just remember, don't let not having all the answers hold you back from your next stage of becoming. And I'm going to run it back. Don't let not having all the answers hold you back from your next stage of becoming. All right. Talk to y'all next week. Bye.